invite you to turn to Proverbs chapter 20, and we'll look at verse 20 of chapter 20. This exhortation, before we confess our sins this morning, is particularly addressed to the young people of this congregation, though we will all have the opportunity to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness in Christ, as we do every week. But let's read Proverbs 20, verse 20. It says, "Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness." This is the word of God. This is a very sobering proverb, brothers and sisters. It is a serious, sober description of the consequences of sin. And what it does is it reinforces the fifth commandment, which is honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And it reinforces the fifth commandment by describing the consequences of rebellion, the consequences of cursing one's father and mother. And when it says that his lamp will be put out in deep darkness, it's describing your life as a lamp. Think of a lamp in the ancient world. Maybe it would have been in a ceramic jar, like a candle, and that candle would have been burning. And that's your life. It's that candle. And we know that a candle can be easily lit, and it can also be easily extinguished as well. Have you ever seen a snuffer, a candle snuffer? I don't know that they exactly had candle snuffers in the ancient world, but we know what a candle snuffer does, right? It's this cone, and you can put it over the candle wick to immediately extinguish the candle. Think about how this proverb describes our lives as being very fragile. Our lives are like that. They are a candle burning, and they can be extinguished in God's timing, as he so chooses. Our lives are fragile. And certain sins, according to this proverb, particularly the sin of rebellion, cursing one's father and mother, can bring the consequence of death itself. And the scriptures tell us that parents are God's representatives to their children. They've been appointed by God as representatives. And if you would curse your father and mother, you're cursing God himself. That's what you're doing when you curse your father and mother. Now, what do I mean by cursing? Cursing means to call down evil upon someone, to call down violence against someone. And that's what was being described in this proverb. And it's important to remember that this proverb is written in light of what the Old Testament law prescribed about this sin. In Exodus and in Leviticus as well, the law prescribed that if a rebellious child was to go against their parents, to curse them, maybe to strike them, they could be put to death for that crime against their parents and against society. Exodus 21:17, it says, "He who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." Our Lord Jesus Christ refers to this commandment in Matthew 15 as he speaks to the Pharisees. And he says in verse 4 of Matthew 15, "For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.'" The Old Testament penalty was serious. Yes, if you cursed your father and mother, your lamp could be put out. It could be extinguished by those in authority in the land. And so that was a very direct warning given in this proverb that in fact in Israel itself, that's how one's lamp could be put out. Many today read these words of Exodus and read the words of Jesus in Matthew 15 with a sense of shock, with a sense of horror at what is said here. But we are always reminded that whatever sins are committed, and whatever the law of the land is, all sins deserve God's wrath, brothers and sisters. All sins deserve the penalty of death. The wages of sin is death. And so whether or not the law of the land would prescribe death for such crimes, the law of God does prescribe the judgment of death for all of our sins. And as we think about these warnings of the Old Testament from this proverb and from Exodus, we must reflect upon the mercy of God to us. Think about God's mercy that he has preserved us from this sin. So many of you enjoy a wonderful relationship with your parents. Praise God for that. Praise God for that relationship of love, of fellowship, of honor. That is a great blessing not to be taken for granted. In this fallen world, it is not so common that children honor their parents and love their parents. And so I'm so grateful to see an honor for parents in the lives of so many of you. It is such a blessing to see. It is a rare thing in this present age. But nevertheless, for each of us, we must confess our sins of dishonor and disobedience to our parents. It's important to confess these things, and that's what I want to encourage you to do this morning. I want to read to you the words of the Westminster Larger Catechism that describe sins that are often committed against parents by children. And when I read this, the word inferiors refers to children, and the word superiors refers to parents in this context. It says, what are the sins of inferiors against their superiors? The sins of inferiors, children, against their superiors, parents, are all neglect of the duties required toward them, envying at, contempt of, and rebellion against their persons and places in their lawful counsels, commands, and corrections, cursing, mocking, and all such refractory and scandalous carriage as proves a shame and dishonor to them and their government. Let me summarize that in simple language for you. You sin against God and you sin against your parents when you ignore what they say, when you reject their counsel when they're teaching you something, when you reject their commands and you disobey, when you reject their corrections and you continue in a path of rebellion, when you curse them, when you mock them. These are the sins that are commonly committed against parents. And unfortunately, in our fallen state, it is natural to want to do these things. You sin against your parents because you want what you want. Adam and Eve wanted the forbidden fruit, but what did it get them? Death. It brought death in their lives. All of us need saving from our own sinful desires that kill us, that bring death to our lives, and yet we want them and we think it's what we need, yet in fact, we eventually learn that the wages of sin is death. And so you may be in a pattern of rejecting your parents' warnings. I want you to take seriously the warnings of God's word. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. And I feel that I should remind you of an important providential warning that the Lord brought to our church very recently. In our own church, a young lady who was a member of our church went into a pattern of rebellion, rejecting her mother's commands, her counsels, and shortly thereafter was murdered because she did that as a consequence of what had happened. And so let us remember these warnings that God brings us. We must take seriously these things. We take seriously the warnings of God's word, and we take seriously the warnings of God's providence, the things that he teaches us. Now, I'm not telling you this morning that every sin of dishonor and disobedience will lead to your immediate death. That's not what I'm here to tell you this morning. But I am here to tell you that there are consequences to sin. And those consequences can come in a variety of forms. It may be that if you continue in a path of rebellion, that you will have to learn very hard lessons, that if you would receive the counsel and commands of your parents, that you wouldn't have to learn the lesson that way. Now, it's important to remember that your parents also had parents. And your parents are sinners. And your parents can surely tell you about their past and how they dishonored their parents and struggled with honor and struggled with obedience And I would encourage you to ask them about that. If you haven't asked them about that, I would encourage you to ask them to tell you what they learned about the consequences of sin. And also what they learned about God's grace and mercy. Because God is so merciful to us, even in our sin. He often preserves us from so many things that we deserve, and yet he is merciful. And so these are hard truths this morning, brothers and sisters, from this proverb. It is a fearful thing to read about the utter darkness, the deep darkness that comes with the consequences of sin. But that is why Jesus came. That is why Jesus brought light to a dark world, to sinners walking in darkness and heading towards even deeper darkness, the judgment of God. I want to read to you the words of Jesus from John 8. Jesus says these words, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." The judgment of God upon sin is a place of deep darkness, but those who walk with Jesus will have the light of life and will not walk in darkness anymore. Whoever follows Jesus will have eternal life. And so for all of us this morning, we're reminded that Proverbs 20:20 tells us that there are serious consequences to sin, whatever sin, not just this one, but all of them. And yet Jesus brings us out of that darkness. He promises forgiveness to each and every one of us who have sinned when we come to him by faith and we ask God to forgive us of all of our sins. He cleanses those, he washes them away, and he gives us light. So let us confess these sins this morning and receive God's forgiveness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning grateful for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Thank you, Holy Father, for giving us your righteous Son who died for us, the unrighteous. We ask, Lord, that you would impress this word upon all the young people of this congregation that they might learn the great blessings of honor and obedience. And we ask that you would preserve them, Lord, from the consequences of dishonor and disobedience. Father, help all of us to follow Jesus. Give us that light of life that we would not walk in darkness, but that we would look to Jesus, the light of the world, to be set free from these things. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.